Spring is in the air at Littleton Coin Company, and we want to help you brighten your collection. Visit us at littletoncoin.com all month long to enjoy 15% off your purchase. With a wide selection of coins, paper money, supplies, and more, Littleton Coin Company has something for every collector's taste. Use promo code SPRING at littletoncoin.com for 15% off your purchase all month long. Restrictions apply. Littleton Coin Company. Serving collectors since 1945.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Gigantic. Matt Morgan has his own sort of Jerry Maguire-esque story, starting when you got released from WWE. So when you got released from WWE, that was in what, 2005?
Yes.
And walk me through it, because I know there were a lot of WWE releases this week. It's fresh in everyone's mind. You had a match, what was it, the Tuesday before... You taped a SmackDown for that Friday where you were jumped by the Mexicools. That was your last WWE match. What were you thinking, and what did the company tell you going into that match and when you left SmackDown that night?
So, no, they did not tell me I'd be getting released, because if they did, I mean, granted, I'm a good sport, I would have done whatever, you know, they asked me to do. But no, they did not tell me, you know, hey, because I remember asking when they just did the draft. Carlito, who I was working with at the time as his heater, got drafted over to Raw. And I remember asking, like, hey, what does this mean for me? And they said, oh, you know, don't worry. We got big plans. That same week, that Tuesday, I was supposed to wrestle William Regal in a one-on-one match, because he just got drafted over to our show on SmackDown. I was excited as hell to be able to wrestle him finally, because I never had a chance yet. And they're like, oh, yeah, and so the Mexicools are going to come. They just had started with us. They were red hot at the time, and which is hilarious now when I look back of how pathetically horrible. That's a whole other conversation for another day, of how terribly stereotypically, this badly stereotypical they made those characters, right, for Mexicools looking back. Actually, they should be ashamed of it looking back in retrospect now. But with that said, they came out, the three of them jumped me before the bell rang, before I could wrestle William Regal. I believe they jumped him too, if I remember correctly, in the aisleway. But anyways, I went home like no big deal, because I had just finished this tour in Japan where they did a super show. Not everybody from SmackDown and Raw goes to those super shows to Japan. Only like the top, 15 guys on each roster, guys and gals on each roster for Raw and SmackDown go to that. And I tag team with Carlito against the Big Show and Aki Bono, believe it or not. Very famous sumo wrestler over there in Japan at Saitama Arena in Japan. Anyways, so I thought things were going, I hated my character. I hated the stuttering character, Glenn, as you know. But anyways, that Friday one of the original Black Fridays for WWE, where they called, 20 or 25 of us, I believe, if I remember correctly. And they started releasing, like, my friend Mark Jindrak had been released, a few others, like a day or so before me, if I remember correctly, or maybe a few hours before me. And then I got the call coming out of a doctor's office. I'll never forget this. I was in Louisville, Kentucky still. And Johnny Ace tells me, he's like, hey, just want to let you know that, unfortunately, we're going to have to release you. I was like, did I do something wrong? And he's like, no. He goes, but I know you don't like this character, Matt. I knew that when you were walking into this, because you told us. You told me. So here's the plan. We can get you off television for a year. I'm going to set you up with New Japan Pro Wrestling. You'll make good money there. And when it's time for you to come back, people will have forgotten that stuttering character. And I was like, at the time, I should have been devastated, Glenn. And don't get me wrong, I was. But I should have been, like, crying. I should have been heartbroken for weeks. I would argue I should have slipped into depression, because this was my childhood dream. Like, a lot of guys you hear say that, right? I call BS on a lot of them, because they think they just have to say that. to sound like, you know, they're so interested in pro wrestling and, you know, the writers will write better storylines for them because they're passionate about it and they grew up a lifelong fan. I really, did grow up a lifelong fan. My room was glued wall to wall with either Michael Jordan or nothing but wrestling posters and pictures of Undertaker, Hulk Hogan, you name it, Flair. I loved pro wrestling. For a special needs kid like myself growing up, it was my biggest escape to get away from bullying, to get away from feeling insecure about myself. Sure, I was taller than everybody, but when you're a little kid, you don't want to stick out. You want to be like everybody else. So wrestling was my bread and butter for so many things as a kid. So I really, really wanted to do this since I was 6 years old, Glenn. So you would think I'd go into depression, maybe a panic attack on that phone. No. And you know why? Because yours truly was still in the belly of the beast dealing with my drug addiction at the time. I was high. Not high, and I was a functioning addict for those that already know my story. Meaning you couldn't tell anything was wrong with me, Glenn, at all. I never wrestled not high. I always did everything high. Every 4 hours around the clock, I was always using 80 to 120 milligrams of either oxy or hydrocodone, chewing up those painkillers in my mouth, swallowing them, doing a shooter of orange juice to get the sugar to hit my, to make it hit my bloodline quicker, and get that high, because that high was an energetic feeling is what it would give me, like a ephedrine times 1,000 type of feeling. So because I was on that stuff, when Johnny Ace called me, I remember being like, do you remember when I told you guys, hey, why would you take a 7-foot, 320-pound natural athlete that, I don't know, majored in communications? And I think pretty good promo. According to Jim Cornette, I'm a good promo, and I'll take his word for it, sir. That probably not the best idea to have me be the one stuttering. And he's like, I know. Like, okay, you were right. But look, we had to try something new. We tried it. Didn't work. That's okay. Like I said, we're going to get you over to Japan. You're going to make some very good money. And we're going to be bringing you back in a year. I'm like, ugh. All right. You know, and I didn't want to burn my bridge because, like you said, he's going to be bringing him back in a year. Well, so I remember calling. It was hard calling my mom, calling my dad. I felt like I let them down. Like I was a failure. Same, obviously, to my wife. My wife cried, obviously, because she knew what that job meant to me, what working for that company meant to me. My whole family, they were shocked by it. Not because my, you know what, didn't stink or I was God's gift to wrestling. No, but because they all knew what it meant to me, because they all grew up with me. My cousins, my aunts and uncles, everything I got for a birthday was centered around a pro wrestling t-shirt or poster or an action figure. Every year, like, I'm not joking, like literally every year, even to my young adulthood. That's what a huge fan I always was. So I think it hit them worse than it hit me because, again, I had been high. So I could have been hit by a Mack truck, to be honest, Glenn, and I would have no-sold it because I'm high. So when you're high, you're numbing all your feelings, all your emotions, everything. But I can guarantee you I would have hit a huge bout of depression, Glenn, like most wrestlers do. You don't hear this part of the story. I would say 80%. Of back when the guys in my era, Ruthless Aggression era, of really good wrestlers would get released, I'd say 8 out of 10 of them would hit a huge bout of depression. Huge, because yes, you can go to Japan and make money like I did. I made more money in Japan than I did for WWE, if I'm being real, but it's still not WWE. You're not, you know, a household name. You're not walking into different places and everybody knows who you are, like you would when you're a WWE superstar. So it's a blow to your ego, number one. But number two, a lot of the guys don't know what to do when it happens to them. So now what I do in my life is a whole nother story. But I try to help those that when they do get released, to try to, even before they get to releases, to always tell them, don't call it a backup plan. Because when you say, hey, you need to have a backup plan because you never know how long you're going to be doing this. Well, that comes across in a negative light. Why is that? Your plan B, quote unquote, really can be end up being your plan A. One day we'll talk about that. But at the same token, there's a huge mental, I don't know what the word is, but like just depression really is really what sets in with a lot of these guys and gals that you see when they get released.
Spring is in the air at Littleton Coin Company, and we want to help you brighten your collection. Visit us at littletoncoin.com all month long to enjoy 15% off your purchase. With a wide selection of coins, paper money, supplies, and more, Littleton Coin Company has something for every collector's taste. Use promo code SPRING at littletoncoin.com for 15% off your purchase all month long. Restrictions apply. Littleton Coin Company. Serving collectors since 1945.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Day, it's a little different because sure, there's an AEW and they pay very good money there. But back when I got released, there wasn't. There was just Japan. If you wanted to make money like WWE, we had to fly, 13 hours or whatever it was to get there. And you're away from home longer because you're there for, I was there for a week or two and then go home for 2 weeks, back on the road 2 weeks to Japan. I did that for quite a long time. And a year later, you know, they came a calling, but, maybe we'll tell the story on a different day about TNA had just started to pick up. They were about to go on Spike TV and they were going to sign me, but they wanted to wait till they started their deal with Spike because they were going to get paid good money for it. And they'd have more money to give people like me what we're worth. Right. And ended up working out for the better. I ended up being able to go to TNA. And I was able to pick up where I left off with the blueprint character that I was doing in Ohio Valley Wrestling previously. The one that Vince should have used when I first pitched it to him. And from there, obviously, they called me. They wanted me to come back. And but I remember feeling more loyal to Dixie Carter at the time and Jeff Jarrett because they had a stacked roster at that time. And they spent some good money on me. More importantly, they let me be me. And there's just this freeing feeling. I don't know how to explain it. When you have a company that believes in you, and they believe in your character, and they know if they give you the ball and say, hey, go knock it out of the park, and you do, you feel loyal to those people that allow you to do that versus, no disrespect, the company that tried to take a circle and jam it through that square peg hole and making, you know, one of the better big guy talkers, you know, I don't mean that to sound arrogant, I'm saying because it's the truth, into, you know, a bumbling buffoon who stutters over his words. It's stupid, right? But so I didn't go back the first time, and they made other inquiries since. Yeah, I mean, I'm sorry, over the years after that, once my it'd be rumored that my contract was up, I'd always, you know, get a call from them. How much time do you have left? How much time do you have left? And I'd always entertain the call, but I took a lot of glory, if I'm being honest with you, of being able to tell them no, no, until I reached a point with TNA that I've done everything. When I left TNA, I wrestled the seventh most matches on television out of everybody on that roster. They're 7 foot, 300-pound guy, which goes to show you that when you have a giant, you should not be putting them on television to wrestle every single week because you lose your luster. You lose your specialness as a big guy doing that. But long story short, my son ends up being born January 7, 2014, and up to this point, I already talked to WWE. I was going to be coming back where I was going to be the blueprint, Matt Morgan. I had my boots, gear all paid for and ready to go. And at the end of January of 2014, I was supposed to re-debut at that year's Royal Rumble. And my son had just happened to be born January 7th before all that. And holding him in the living room for the first time, this switch went off my head that I can't be away from this kid ever. I just prayed, you know, to Christ every single night to be a dad for 12 years. And we couldn't, for whatever reason, you know, we weren't able to get pregnant. We did everything. And that's another reason why I was so loyal to Dixie Carter. She one time, she had trouble too getting pregnant, her and her husband. And she one time flew a, what do you call it, therapist? A hormone specialist to work with me and my wife. She flew that person into where we are here in Orlando at one of our tapings. And that's how awesome of an owner she was and what a good friend she was to all of us that she spent that kind of money because she knew how important it was for me to try to be a dad one day. Anyways, so now it all finally happens. I'm a dad for the first time holding my son. And I just, this whole feeling came over me that I don't want to be on the road anymore. My job is to take whatever wrestling background I had or be an American Gladiator or any fanfare at all that I had. And I need to figure out how can I not cash in, but stretch that into something in which I'm making impact in people's lives every day. But most importantly, my son's. So very, very blessed. Very blessed now to be a multi-time mayor, multi-time city commissioner, and making good changes in my community that my little boy is going to grow up in. I can literally say I was a part of that. I helped create that, along with my fellow commissioners here in the city that my boy's growing up in and being able to take advantage of all these cool things we have in our city now. So, at the same token, like I told you in the beginning, most wrestlers get into a very deep, steep downhill ride into depression when they first get released. When I had first been released, there wasn't any other national televised shows that you could go to like they have today. So today's very different. Today, you could still make money on the indies, good money. You could still make money with AEW. Back then, it wasn't like that. And I think that's a big reason why so many of the guys and gals would take it so hard when they would get released. You know, why, in my opinion, I'm not saying it's why addiction became addiction in the world of wrestling, because that has always been prevalent and part of our underbelly for many, many years until this current generation that has it right. And they all stay away from it. God bless them for it. And I remember when I was a wrestler at the time, when I'd see like some of the veterans making fun of some of us, AJ Styles, huge video game guy. I'd always have had a TV in the back of my truck. See, people say TNA pays bad. I had a Hummer with a friggin' PlayStation and Xbox in the back of my Hummer. Just open up the hatch, had my Blueprint logo everywhere because I'm a complete mark for myself, obviously. And and I had a flat screen Vizio that we all played Madden on. And right before the show would start. And some of the veterans would walk by, like, oh my God, you nerds. Well, that was the beginning of the next generation doing stuff backstage to stay out of trouble. There's no reason for you to take pills or drink alcohol if you're sitting there playing video games with your boys and your friends in the locker room, or God forbid, learning more about one of them and their family lives like they do today. You can say what you want about these wrestlers today, but I'll bet you donuts of dollars they live far longer than my generation did.
Yeah. And I mean, it just goes to show that there is another chapter. There is light at the end of the tunnel, that just because you're released and it seems like you're at your darkest moment, you can actually build something so much stronger that when they do come a calling to ask you to come back to the show, you're good with passing on. And I think that's still just one of the most amazing parts of your journey, is when most people think the story ends, you built this entire other life for yourself. And I think it's really impressive.
I mean, I'm being serious, before Jackson was born, I was so excited to finally show everybody the blueprint in the WWE world. Do you know what I mean? Like, not just in OVW, but on WWE television. I was so excited. And the fact I was coming in as a surprise Rumble entrant, it would have been cool. And I was doing good things with TNA at the time where that audience would have recognized me. It would not have been an AJ Styles pop. I'm not saying that. But it would have been enough to take off and have a new lease on life with that company. So to be clear, I was excited and pumped to be going back. But that's how important it was when I became a dad and that feeling I had. So those of you that aren't parents yet, those of you that are, you know, that are wanting to become parents, do it. It's worth it. There is no better feeling on the planet than being a dad or a mom. Nothing comes close to it. All your goals and your achievements shift into them. And it's better watching them smile when they achieve something or acknowledge that you're acknowledging they just achieved something. There is no better high on this planet. I mean that. Nothing's even close. So I called WWE and told Vince himself that I just became a dad. And obviously, thank you for the opportunity. You have no idea how long I've been waiting to come back and show you guys, you know, how much I've improved, etc. But it's time to be a dad. And he's like, he understood it completely. I called a couple of the other agents at the time that I did tell I'd be coming back, that same thing. And they were very, very cool about it. Very cool, very congratulatory, and that was it.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.